And the question arises, a goyish potter of mitzvahs is allowed to eat treif and be lagi Hashem shoracho, ditnenu lachol. So the question is, if that is the reason, so why is it mumalach of Yisroel? Yisroel lach of Pishchot and Yisroel. So Yisroel mumal of Yisroel or Chal Shal Zahesye or mumalachis or Apikeres is mechuyev in Zvichet. So why is it possible? The answer, that's the kasha that Prechodesh asks. And Prechodesh gives a teres, it doesn't matter. Since there is a loche, that mumal cholati pule is all the psulim of an akum. So even those psulim were an akum is possible because it's not mitzuve. And the mumal cholati pule is royal is mitzuve. But he has all the psulim of akum. We're not at liberty to determine whether the tam as to why an akum is possible. An akum cannot be matter the shrit. Applies to him or it doesn't apply to him. As long as he's a mulochad repule, he has the psulim of akum, so the mele, whatever an akum is possible to do. So a Yisrael mumar is also possible. If it's an inyan of psul, let's say, in regard to being in sarafim to a minyan, so of course Yisrael afim pishachot and Yisrael. Even if he's a mumar chal shabbos haresye, so it's still can be served to me and so on. But because being served to me and is not a mean of psul, but to be machshir, a behemel achile, is a mean of psul. The raya is that we say, the Gemara in Yevomis, that's the raya of Reb Chaim. The Gemara in Yevomis says, now by kochim, by kochi eif, so by shchitas, by chatus eiv, so there is a meaning of melike rather than shchite. What does melike mean? Melike means instead of shachting here in the goren in front, he is melech beetz boye in the back. Suppose somebody would be melech an of chum in the back, so it would be nevelech mure. I mean, and it would be nevelech mure. But here the halacha is that that's the mitzvah by Chatus Eiv. So suppose and Chatus Eiv is nechales lizichay kune, a Yisrael is not allowed to eat Chatus Eiv. So the Gemara in the Afamet Gimel Yevamis says suppose a zar eats Chatus Eiv, so he's either two yisurim. First the yisar of his zar eating kochim. In other words, he's nailed the kochim. And then the isa of the nail. But the Gemara is tailored whether isa chalalisa or any isa chalalisa. But if we say isa chalalisa, then it'll be chayef to malkis. So the question is, how is it possible to say that if you do it in an of chum, so then it's nevelet more. And even a kayan will be chayav malkis if he eats an of chum that is, instead of nishchat, it is nimak. And if it is done in chatus ha'eiv, so then a kayan when he eats it is in kind of mitzvah. And is our one, he said, so he's either the Isra Nevile. The Targus is, Reb Chaim says, because in regard to the Isra Achille, it depends upon the matia of Shriti. So whenever a person eats something that is not living, and even though it was Shochut, but if there is no matia of Shriti, so then he's either the lab. So mele, by Michal Shabbi Faresye, even though a Michal Shabbi Faresye is mitzvah al shvite, but he has a din of a mulochat repule, so mele has the psulim of an akum, so just as an akum cannot be matter b'shvite, So I'm a chalshal of a chesed cannot be matter b'shchita either. Even though the reason as to why an atom cannot be matter b'shchita is because he's not mitzvah. And the Mechal Shabbat Faresye, and the Mu'al Avrizore, and the Mu'al Achis, is mitzvah. It doesn't matter, because the Allah is that he has all the psalm of Akim. The Prichodosh, because of this Kashi, says that true, that the reason as to why Shkita Sakum is psalm is because of Zavachto, but not as Jesus says, the Zavachto implies he has to be mitzvah al tefillah. But the pshat is, when the Torah says, Lizavachto, thou shalt slaughter. Who is thou? Israel. The Torah addresses itself to Jews, not to goyim. So merely it's a miut, not because an akum is not mitzvah al tefillah. It means thou, Israel, shalt slaughter, not the goyim. And since in Chal Shabbat Faresye, or an appearance of Mulabi's Zore has the psulim of an akum, some melel gabi psulim, he has the din of an akum, and the shchite is asur meraiz. Now then, Tesis also says that a mumarech on the bilis lahachis, so shchitos is psulim. Again, because he's not a basvich. However, Rashi, at the beginning of the Avdimu on the Beitz, so Rashi is chilek. Rashi says, "Chutz mecharshet v'kotin, that in nimtzei sakin yovek, loy deite tulku achite, shiet rose, chalode, lo yod al yazdurem, v'davke ich al itom, avol hachiz, avol nimtzei sakin yovek, loy, dimuet li nabel, v'chavone v'yodayim." So in other words, it means so the reason as to why Mu'arech Medules Lachis is because if it's not Achir Reine his son, there is an umdenes since he's a Hachis Gip. So even though the Israel was bigger than Saki and gave him a Saki Baruch, he had an opportunity to shecht it properly. But since his life is, so he deliberately makes Shia, Drosa, Chalod, and so on, unless he saw the Zimid al Gabov, and he makes sure that he doesn't make Shia, Drosa, Chalod, Iko, Agvam. So how about a Mur being Echon of his life is, as a deed of a Murachat Rekule? So apparently Rashi holds that the Mumar Echon Beres La'achis does not have a big name of Mumar HaTrepule. Only Mumar Avdizore has a din of a Mumar HaTrepule. Or a Mumar Chalshabu Faresi has a din of a HaTrepule. Or an Apikeres, which Keter Bateiro has a din of a Mumar HaTrepule if he's not as nation is born. But Mumar Echon Beres La'achis does not have a din of Mumar HaTrepule. Now in the Gemara Avdizore, Daf Chavov, we have a machlekes between Rabach and Rabbini. Chadoma, Mumarech on the Bril Hachi is mean. And Chadoma, Mumarech on the Bril Hachi is Mumar. Vizel mean, zel evil abdizor. A machlekes between Rabach and Rabbini. So, there is a machlekes and that Gemara between the Rashba and the Rom. What kind of lehachis does the Gemara in Avdizore have referenced? The Rashba says that the Gemara in Avdizore has reference to a somebody with Echon Avilis lehachis, lehachis mamish. In other words, just because the Torah says that it's osar, he doesn't. So even in regard to a lehachis mamish, so, one Mandoma says that he's not a mean. The Roin Bergabai says, if he does it like his mamish, so Elohim in Borum is it. And the Machle, so everybody agrees that he has it in a mean. But the Machle case between Rabach and Rabbine has reference to any Makpit. In other words, Mumarech omels litom means that if he has on the table, nivele and chuto, so we shall get there of a yisure. But only when he doesn't have, so then he gives in to his appetites. But if somebody's in a makbid, that he's rogel, even when he has on the table, nivele and chuto, so he can eat nivele. So in regard to such a lachis, not lachis manesh, so mandoma holds, he is a mumar. But the other mandoma says that even that is considered a me. But lachis manesh, according to everybody, has a dinam. That's one machlekes. Then there is a machlekes between the Miri and the other Rishayim. The Mandoma who says, Mir mum arech neveles lachis, he's a mumar. What does it mean? A mumar in the barachot, or it means a mumar chalat erekoli. There is not communion between a me and a mumar chalat erekoli. Let's say, a mechal shavri faresi, he's a mumar chalat erekoli. But if he writes his Torah, so it's Igonis, it's possible, and Kirimbe, but it's not his sorry if it is Dusha Sivoteta. In mean, so if he writes the Torah, so it's Igmuta Bisreif, he doesn't have any, it's not Igonis. So, most Rishayim, I don't know, because many Rishayim say that the one who says that Mumarich Medir is Lahachis, he's a mumer, it means a mumer of the rechot. So in other words, Shkitosi is not a sur. And the Miri, in Abizor, in Heryes, so he says, in Heryes, so he says that even the Mandoma who says, mumer of the rechot is mumer, he doesn't mean like mumer of the rechot. He's made it that he has a din of a mumachat rechot, and Shkitosi is nevele. But whereas the other Mandoma says he has a din of Yidin, and mainly if he writes his Svatoh, so the Svatoh has no Kedusha, and he's put up his Reife, so he says he's a Mumal Chater Kule, and it has Kedusha Svatoh, and it's Yigon. It's Mistabea that those Rishayim who say that Mumarich Neveles Lachis, like the Miri, Mumarich Neveles Lachis, is so he has a din of a Mumar, Lidavarechol, so he applies the Machlekes to a Mumar who is in a Machbit, but if he's a Achis Mamesh, it's not conclusive, but it's mistaber. If his hachis is very mamesh, he eats nevele just because the Rebbeinu Shalom asked it. So hachis is very, he does it, that he should have a din of the mumer ledavarechot, like mumer litovim. It's not mistaber. But if we say that the machlekes between Rabach and Rabbinim has reference to somebody who is in a makbid, then it's not difficult to say that the Mandoma who says a mumer, it means not in mumer chatre kule, just in mumer devarech. Now, anyway, we find a machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, in Muman Neveles Lahachis, so he has, so Shkitosi is Nevele, and according to Rashi, Muman Neveles Lahachis is not Shkitosi Nevele, and it's only Osea because we say that he Bikavone, he was Minabel Bikavaya, and certainly from Rashi it's Mashma. From Rashi, that's the amazing thing, because Rashi says, Avo Leachis, אפלוים תסתכלי יופי אלוהי, תמורד לנבו בכבוני בידיי. איפה שעצר, תמורד לבנר לנבו בידיי, נב בכבוני בידיי. So then we could apply the Rashi to a Mumarech Medeis Lachis within a moment. But Rashi uses the expression, Dimuetli Nabil Bikavone Biyadai, deliberately. If he's in a Makvit, why should he be Muetli Nabil Bikavone Biyadai? Muetli Nabil Biyadai, since he doesn't care one way or the other, but Bikavone Biyadai, so it's Mashma from the Rashi's Loshin, that Rashi's reference to Lachis Mamesh, Lachis is Beyer. And still, Rashi says that if Achirin Reine is on, is Chitosan Shirin. All right, that's one thing. The other thing that, now, then, how do we pass Ligabe? How does the Ramo pass Kinsunsin Ramo Ligabe a Mumer Sheini Makvit? So the Ramo passes that there is a difference between a Mumer Lechon Eveles in a Makvit and Mumer Lil Bishatnes in a Makvit. Mumer lechon nevele shene makvid, so then ish chitos is nevele, even if it's achir in reines. Why? Because he's not a basviche. Because basviche, if he's a vachta basviche, implies two things. Number one, he should be mitzuvah shrite. Number two, he should be makvid basviche. And if he's in a makvit, so he's not makvit al zich. But mumar echon meres litroben, he's lishobik tirev och lishure, so then he is makvit al zich. Except that when he is overtaken by his appetite, he cannot withstand the nisoyen of controlling his appetite. But he's makvit. Mashen kei mumar, in the Makvi Tamrifisha Shatnes, so then Shkitos is Ksheiro, if a Yisrael is Bedi Nisaki, is Bedi Nisaki. I mean, anyway, if it's Achir and Rein Yisrael, if Yisrael is Bedi Nisaki, we don't say, but if it's Achir and Rein Yisrael, that's the Psak of the Ramo. Now there is another point that I want to discuss. Now, I asked last time, I asked the question, now, we passed like the Mandroma that Kusim the Remis, so originally they had the Din of Yisrael and the Shechitiros Kshayot, because both Abaye and Rabbi, they both say that because they applied the Hakul Shochtim, is Mar Bekusi, Abaye and Rabbi, except that Abaye says, Hakul Shochti, Afil Kusi, if Yisroel is in the Gabov, and Rabbi, but Yisroel hates in the Nichnas, it's not enough, and Rabbi says, Hakul Shochti is Mar Bekusi, as long as Yisroel hates in the Nichnas, even though he's not in the Gabov. So I asked the Kashi, but the Kusim didn't believe in the Torah about that. So the Orkofrim, so Emenele and Apkeres has a din of a Mulchat Rekule. So the answer is, because the Rambam says that which kind of Apkeres has a din of Mulchat Rekule, and Apkeres who is much of a Keter, like Tzodik Ubaisus or Onon, the first but the children and the grandchildren who are raised that way, so he has a din of an onus, and the mele, he does not have a din of a mumea mecholat erikule, except b'derech Rabam v'Rabase, then the Lord Gezer, and then that they should have a din ki'akom. Musheino Motzoleim, and the Gozlo Aleim Shiyukah. So there we have the Olse Machlegis. What was the Xeret by Bezdini Shal Rabam Rabasi? So the Machaber says that the Bezdini of Rabam Rabasi were not Matkiya the Jews. Eretz Yisrael. But the even though before the Gzeirah of Chavam the Rabbasi, so the Shechita was Kshero, but after the Takone the Chavam the Rabbasi, so the Shechita is Asur. In other words, the Takone the Chavam the Rabbasi gave them the deen of Michal Shavif Haresi.
Where is that Takone?
By Chavam the Rabbasi, the Gemara says, in Chum, that Gozru Shigiu Kedi Chobin Mugen Davolum Dal. So only the Psul and the Mechaba says where you find Mechaba at the beginning of Hilchas Ribis. Now you're allowed to take Ribis from a goy. Even in Gatesh, if you're allowed to take Ribis. He says, Vachichov and Lui Gateshov. So the Mechaba says that after the Takone, by Ravam and Ravase, you're allowed to be Malve Beribis to a Kusi, because he has a deen like a Mumer. But maybe you have the second chiluk yodei, and no, you don't have. What? No, the muedli nabel the kavanah b'yodayim. But if it's achir reinis on the sea, they look. So how can you say he was nabel? They look. They stand near him and they see there is no shir, no drusher chol. They see that he didn't make any soul. In Simon Kufnum Tess, Sid Beis, the Mechaba says, Mumea Mutealal, they say, Beribis, because he has the din of an Akum. The also Lulve is men of Beribis. But to borrow from a kusi, from a mumea, it's also because if a mumea, Michal Shabbos Haresi, borrows money from the Jew and he gives them ribis, the Jew is Yisrael Gomo, so he's not allowed to give ribis. So merely the malve is either of neither. Then the Mechaber says, in Sifei, Kusim Yeshlem Din Mumer Avedis Kachot. So that means that it's Muter now, it's after the Takone of Chavam Rabase, that he has a Din of Akum, so it's Muter Halvet Beribis, and it's also Lilvis Men Beribis. But the Rambam in Pirusha Mishneh, in Nideh, Perik Neiskusin says that now that the Chachomim were gazer and kusin that they should have a din of an akum, so mele dam kusis is not mitame. How about the dam nide of a mechalal shebel pharesi? Of course it's mitame, because Yisrael afal kishakot on Yisrael. And still the Rambam says the dam kusis is toya legamre, like the dam nida of igoy. So that means that the chachomim were mafkia dish Yisrael. How can the chachomim be mafkia dish Yisrael? The answer is, the ignoring Yevomes at the end of the first period says, legabri kusi, lizozum shon. So at first Rabasi says that nochi shekidish bismanazeh, Kedush of Kedushin, And the Gemara applies Rav Asi's memory in the Mikemes, where the Kusim are Kviye. I mean, we don't know exactly what Mikemes. The Kusim are Kviye, I mean, where they were Kvua there. So, Mele Kol Kvua Kimechsa or Mechsedon, so he don't go Gosarov. So, Mele, if it's somebody who is reputed as a goy and he lives in the Mikemes where the Kusim are Kvuim, where the Kusim are Kvuim, so then we are Cheshesh because of Kol Kvua Kimechsa or Mechsedon, maybe he's descendant of the Kusim. So he's a Jew, and even though he's a Mumer, and no one knows about it, so still he has the Jewish soil, except that we don't know. Then the Gemara concludes, L'zozo mishom, asher osum ki akum gmurim, shenema abadishem bogdu ki zori, ki bonim zorem yod. So the Karneo says, what does it mean? Does it mean that any Jew who is a Begit, so if he's Mikavish and Ishe, so the Kedushin is no Kedushin. But we say, Muma Shikidish, Kedush of Kedushin. And it doesn't mean only Muma Mechal Shal Feresi, it means a Mishumet Mamesh, Shikidish, Kedush of Kedushin, because the soil of our Pishamot Yisrael. The Miri Yivomes mentions Ishitas Agini, that even though Muma Shikidish, Kedush of Kedushin, with the Raisek, and even a Mishumet Mamesh, not only was he Lapisari, but to officially converted himself and embraced another faith, the Christian or the Muslim faith, or any faith whatsoever. So that is also Bishop Dushan. But suppose a Mishumet and the Mishumedes got married, and then somebody was born after the Shmad by the mother, so then he doesn't have Dushas Yisrael. And there's the Xeris HaKosuf of Badishem Bogdu, Kibonim Zorin Liyolodu. He doesn't have reference to somebody who was born with Dushas Yisrael and then he became Mishumet, but somebody who was already born to a mother, who was conceived to a mother who was a Mishumet. That's the one she disagreed. But the Karmeiro says the Pshat in Badishem Bogdu Kibon Zorin Yolodu. So it doesn't mean that if somebody is a Beit, so he becomes divested of his Israel. There's the Sakosu of Badishem Bogdu Kibon Zorin Yolodu tells us that Bezn the Chachomim Ebekeach to be Mavkia, the Kedushas Yisrael of a Yisrael Mumer who is a Beit, but only if the Chachomim utilize that Keach. So in regard to Kusim, they utilize that Keach. So obviously, the Pshat and the Karneo says it in the Rambam, because the Rambam says in the Roshan Mishneh, in Neis Kusim, that Dam Nido, Dam Kusis today, after the Takone by Bezdinish or Rabamim Rabase, it's not Mitame, it's like Historia, because they were Mafkia, but any Adam, so the Chachomim means Beznagodlo Chazal, it doesn't mean Chachomim today, even the Rishenim don't have that Keach. So it's a special aloche that if a Jew, a Mumer, who is Badishem Bogdu, the Chachomim of the Keach, to be Mafkir Dush Yisrael. So in regard to Kusim, the Chachomim utilize that Keach and they are Mafkir Dush Yisrael. And that is the Shittas Rambam. All right, now there is another Machlekes.
So you could lend, you could borrow with Regis?
Of course.
No, so not only borrow, to lend. But
not
to
lend, but even borrow. The Shach pointed out that the Psak of the Machaber is contrary to Shittas Rambam. gave me a Gemara. Oh, yeah. Marian Gittin that the mail of Bay says, the Tanner of Amune played the Robin of Sharonia. The Patera film is this, she cosve Moser, Evit Kahovi, Evit Isha Vikoti, Vikusi, Visol Muna Psul, Shenema of Sharta Mursasta, Kosh Yeshne Bixira Yeshne Bixida. So Rashi says, Kusi is mentioned, and of course, that is referenced even before the Xere, Ramad Ravasi. So why is it possible? It's Yigonis, because Kusim Giraro is. So Mele, that means according to Rashi, according to Maloma, Kusim Giraro and the same. So it has. It's kosher lagamrei. Why is it kosher lagamrei? Why is it different than Mechal Shabbat Farasi? The answer is, Mechal Shabbat Farasi is not a Tinesh Nishbo, but the Kusim were Tinesh Nishbo. Some Mele, they are Nusim, they don't have the Deen of the Mungal Chatelot. The Rambam, Paskins, like the Mandoma, that Kusim Yeremsin except Lacha Vitakone of Chavam Ravase, so they are Mafkir Dishis Yisrael. And the Rambam even mentions in Hilchas Avodi, he says, now the Mishnah says in Gittin, Kolei Chi Yeshalot, Eid Echot Kusi, in other words, if there is an ishtar and a dechot kusi, so it's possible. The few the Mishnah call get sheyishal of get means star sheyishal of it kusi possible. Why is it possible? Not because he's a dinum numa. They are finishing nishbos, so they are kosher ladies, but they are choshed than the sheker. The sheker is not one of the things that they are zoya. They are kosher. They are choshed than the sheker. Chutz mi the notion you should have on. So the notion should have on if only one eight is a kusi, so it's kosher. Why? On the contrary, the notion of on should be more homo than another star, than the matone. Teretz is because by the notion should have on there is a special aloche of a noedim chais min Elizabeth Neze. Elizabeth Neze. So the mele sins and the get. You have two eight. One aid is Yisrael Gomor. The other aid is a Kusi. So how will the Yisrael Gomor co-sign with the Kusi? Unless he made sure that Kusi was a Kusi Chava. What does it mean, Kusi Chava? Kusi Chava means that he, not that he's a big yad, but Kusi Chava means that he's Zoya, he's not made in the Sheker. So, a kusi chover that we know is an honest person, nice person, and he will not testify la shekeah, so he's kosher ladies, because he does not have a din of emunah, because he's dinish in Israel, and as far as the chshoshi of being made in sheker is concerned, so kusich chaver, he's not choshut on any sheker. So he's not choshut on any sheker. So the Rambam mentions in the Hilchos Avodim that halacha, that kol get sheish over, idechot kusi is posul, chutz mikdinoshim shuchavarim. And then the Rambam has the kasha against himself. You'll ask why the mention of halacha is not relevant anymore. After all, b'zdin shel Rabam v'Rav Asi, or geze aleihem, that they should have a din of Gakim Murim, and the Rambam shita is, it doesn't mean just the psulim of the goy, but it means even the psulim, so it could be kashi, but it means that it is soil is pokale gamre. So why do I mention this? Rambam gives a teretz, the nafkimine is ligabi zduki ayei, because zduki ayei has the same halachic status as the kusi. Kedem she gozlo aleihem lias ke'akum. So mele kol get she yeish alof. Eitz zduki echot posl. Chutz mi gdinoshim mishuch ha'avodim. Because by the gdinoshim mishuch ha'avodim, there is a special halacha of an eid mechis mo zeh b'mizeh. So since the other eid who co-signed the get of the shashichu with him is the Yisrael kosher, so we are sure that he made sure before he co-signed together with the Stuki, that the Stuki was an eight chover, who is a nice person who wouldn't sign a sheker. Perek form the Chesavodim Alochevot. כל שטר שיש עליו אף ליחד כוסי פוסל חוץ מתינושים שלך עבודים שהם שירים בידחת ישראל בידחת כוסי והוא שיהיה כוסי חובר ובזמן הזה שהכוסים כעקום בכל דבריהם ומלמדים מהם לצדוקים שהצדוקים בזמן הזה כמו כוסי בעיסי הזמן קדם שגוזר עליהם שיהיו כעקום בכל דבריהם. Now Rashi says that the Braise in Gittin that says that it's like here through Mizuzas Shekosvon Akum Yisroel Mumer and Moser and Kusi, so it's possible Shenema Ukshavata Mokhsavtom Kol Sheyeshne Bitshire Yeshne Bitsive. So let's see the Rambam. So according to Rashi's Pshat, the Rambam should mention this because the price goes only according to Maloma, Kusim Giremesi, and by Kusim Giremesi, but the Rambam passes like Maloma, Kusim Giremesi, so he shouldn't mention Kusim. But the Rambam mentions Kusi. Perek Aleph, Milchas Tfilon, Alochim Yedgimu. Kosvon Kusi, O Yisroel Mumer, O Yimosa, Biyaranos. אוי עבד או איש אוי קוטן, הרי לפסולים ויגניזו, שנאמר וקשרתם וחשפתם, כל שמוזר להקשיר אל מיינים בו, הוא שקייסים. So he says, כוסי. And the Rambam paskins that כוסי is גרמסי. So the answer is that there is, the Rambam mentions here a special הלוכה, by כסיב הסתם, שנמה וקשרתו מוכספתו, כל שמוזר להקשיר אל מים בו. So in other words, here there is a special requirement that he not only has to be מוזר להקשיר. and the pussy, the young Nagarnayin was Muzalashya. Because Miriam said, he has to be mine in Bob. So even though he's a Tinchin Ishbob. So then he doesn't have the din of a Mulachate Kule, but in mining boy he doesn't have. And the Rashi Shita is that Rashi, according to Rashi, Bakshira doesn't mean that he has to be mining Bakshira. Bakshira means he has to be Muzalakshira. So if Kusing Yerem is saying, even though he's not mining boy, he's still Muzalakshira. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. All right. Now we are ready to go to proceed with the thesis in Chumrah Beis. I went over the whole Gemara, but it didn't go over any thesis, not a single thesis. Hakol Shochti, Ushritosom Sheol, Kosov Bilchas Arts Yisrael, the Noshim, Lo Yishret, Mishadaiton Kalis, they hear it. דעתי לו במודושים שייכתס לחתחילה, כי דאמרים הם פרק כל הפסולים. כל הפסולים ששוחטו דעבדיהם לחתחילה לא, ורמינו ושוחט מלמי שהשחית הקשירו, ומשנה הוא הדין דפל חתחילה, אלו שנבוי למיס נתום במודוש, ולחתחילה לא יאז גמור אססיה, איבן מפיס יוזס, כיסה כנורו, Tonename Shishochti, the Loikoma, Mishum de Boil and Misne Noshi, Eternal Bereshi, Elevada, Mishum de Noshim Sheikh Tislachatrile, a Philo Benugdosh. Nothing, Aloich rejects the Hilchas Arts Israel. The Hilchas Arts Israel. So, the Ramo, however, passed this. Like the Hilchas Arts Yisrael. Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. Hakol Shochtim Lechat Chilech. Afimu Noshi. But the Ramo says, Yesh Emrim, She'en lo niach Noshi Nishrit. שכבר נוהג הוא שלא נשחית, וכן המינק שאין אנושים שלך. בס יוסף בשם אום. What did בס יוסף say? Let's see בס יוסף. Shechtum Chathile, Noshim. So the Bishop says, Masha Noshka, Masha Kosak Noshim, King Kosva Tesis, the Rishum, the Loy Kilhas Art is Sora, Shekos for the Noshim Lishatu, the Shidaiton Talon, Shemo is out. The Tesis mentions a very strong vibe from the Morin's Rock, that even by coaching, So how can the Ramo pass like the Ogo? The Ogo is very difficult. It's contrary to the Gemara in Zvachit. So the Hashulchan says, what's the time of the Ogo? Why is it that Noshim cannot shech? Mishidaiton Kalis. So that means, what does it mean, Daiton Kalis? So what if Daiton Kalis? So the Hashulchan, so Daiton Kalis a what? You have to be a genius in order to shech. So the Hashulchan says, the Daiton Kalis doesn't mean they are inferior in intelligence. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Dinanos nakris bochum de iso de isam beach. Shenema vayiven is a cellar. So what is in Bereshis it says, how was Chava created? From the cellar of Adam HaRishon. So usually, I mean, we translate vayiven in the sense of he built. He built up the ribs of Adam into Chava. But from this Gemara, it's mashma that vayiven is not from the sheresh of Bnei, but it's from the sheresh of being.